Was Chombi's army quite a well-disciplined army, or by the standards of the place?
Chombi's army were mainly controlled by mercenaries.
Yeah.
And the mercenaries came from all over the world.
Yeah.
Mercenaries from New Zealand, Australia, South America.
South Africa.
And they were mercenaries proper.
Yeah.
They were meant for a fight.
Yeah.
For fighting with their lifetime, you know?
Yeah.
Fighting their lifetime. But we found a great friend, they were white number one. And when I went into Luena and took it over, there was a Congolese army just near the town. And there was a Belgian in charge of it. Jack, can't remember his name now, Jack something. But the first day I was there, I went over into his camp.
Yeah.
I rang him up first of all on the phone, or the army line. And I said who I was, and I said, we're here to do a job, and I said, but it's to stop killing. We don't want anyone to kill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, it isn't that, that's my policy too. He said, we'll take this place, and we kill only half a dozen of the place, you know? So I said, I'd like to go and talk to you, you know? Oh, come over by all means, he went. So I went over and into his camp, sitting at his table outside. And I said, for a start off, I have no gun on me.
Yeah.
I have no gun on me.
Yeah.
Have you? Well, I had to carry a gun, he says, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I would like to talk to you with the gun there. Yeah. So he said, cut the gun. He, you have it, he says.
Yeah.
So for that day, that day we had pleasure there.
Right.
We had comfort there, you know.
Yeah.
That any bit of trouble started, I went to him or he came to me, you know.
Yeah. So he was a Belgian, was he?
He's a Belgian. Congolese born Belgian.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack, he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
A gentleman. No bother getting none of them. But as I said, they clear that area now of the local Congolese tribe.
Yeah.
And we'll keep the killing down to the minimum anyway, you know.
Yeah.
But that was the rule, more than anything else in the place.